people, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end.
Friendship in our age of social media has taken on a whole new meaning, which leads to quite a few false beliefs. Well, you might believe that you're friends with a celebrity or athlete because you're exchanging comments on their social media page. The truth is, in many cases, those comments are coming from someone who's hired to post them for that celebrity or athlete. Our true friends are those who are close to us, important to us, and who genuinely care about us. Your family, your classmates, your co-workers, Jesus. Yes, I said Jesus. Jesus wants to be your friend. Here's what Jesus says to his disciples in John chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. Now you might be saying, whoa, wait a minute. How can I be a friend of Jesus like his disciples are? I can't measure up to who they were. Well, yes, you can. Jesus even gives you guidance when he says, if you do what I command you. So let's look at the way to become a friend with Jesus. We are to know Jesus. As Jesus teaches in John chapter 10, verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. Turning to 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, we receive these instructions. Now by this we know that we know him, meaning Jesus, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly, the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. And as Jesus loves us, we are to love him. And how do we show this love? Jesus makes it pretty clear in John chapter 14, verses 21 through 23. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not that Judas, said to him, Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. A friendship cannot exist without truth. Truth is what Jesus gives to us. Jesus declares this in John chapter 17, verse 19, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, Paul tells us how we should respond. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And that truth we are to speak, of course, is the truth of Jesus and Father God. We, of course, are supposed to listen to our friends. This is how we show our trust and respect. In Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 36, we read about what's called the transfiguration of Jesus. This has Jesus bringing Peter, John, James to a mountaintop to pray. Read those verses when you can, because some spectacular things happen, which leads to what God proclaims in verse 36. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. True friendship is something we'll eagerly and confidently defend, honor, and endure for. There's a lesson for us found in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, meaning respect, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. Going back to that doubt I pointed out earlier about not being able to measure up to who the disciples of Jesus were, Jesus himself erases that doubt for you. Let's go to John chapter 13, verse 35. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So cast aside any doubt any doubt and sing out, "What a friend we have in Jesus."